The Power FM Brekkie Show.
My second wedding anniversary today, Chris.
Congratulations, Jules.
Thank you.
Everything's going all right?
Yeah, it is.
It's going 2 years in?
Very well.
You got like an anniversary holiday planned or anything?
Do have a little bit of a holiday coming up, yeah.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, it will be lovely.
So what do you and Glenn do on your anniversary?
Well, last year we went out to the Lake House in Daylesford for lunch.
So like a nice, yeah, that sounds really good.
It was spectacular.
Yeah.
This year we thought, oh, we'll just keep it a bit more low-key. We'll go out to maybe, I don't know, one of the restaurants in Ballarat. Maybe yeah. Magus or...
You're thinking for dinner?
Yeah, or Catfish Thai. Yeah, dinner.
That sounds pretty splendid to me.
Pretty low-key, but I said to him like 2 days ago, oh, I haven't got you anything yet for our wedding anniversary. And he goes, oh, I haven't got you anything either. And I was looking him in the eye. I'm like, have you really though?
Yeah, that's tricky.
I said, I genuinely haven't got you anything yet. Because I was like doing research. The second wedding anniversary is meant to be a gift of cotton.
That is a crappy gift.
I was like, you know, the first one's meant to be paper. The second one's meant to be cotton.
Paper's like, even worse. Why the appalling gifts? When do you get to the good stuff? Like, when's the first gold anniversary or diamond anniversary?
I don't think that's till like 25 years down the track or something.
Wow, cotton. So what, do you get him some socks or something?
Well, I was like, do I get him anything? Because he's like, oh, let's not do it. We'll just go out for a nice dinner.
It's so tricky, though, because you both have to keep your word in that situation.
That's what I mean.
And if one of you doesn't keep your word, yes, then the other one, for some reason, is the jerk. Not the one who lied, but the one who didn't get a gift.
Yeah.
Do you feel like he might have gotten you a gift?
I don't know. I don't think he has. And I think I'll be a little bit disappointed if I go home and there's not flowers there.
Does flowers count as a gift, though?
No.
So if he gets you flowers, you're still...
That's a supplementary.
You're still in the clear, off the hook. You don't have to buy him anything.
No, technically, no.
It's a sweet deal for you. Poor Glenn.
I think I'm in the clear. As long, if he brings me flowers, I'll get him a bagel.
I think we'll go to the phones with this. We'll get some advice for veterans, married couples who have done it, been there, done that, who might be able to tell us the safe course of action, 533-1031. But you know what my suggestion might be, Jules?
What's that?
Get a generic gift. Something that you know Glenn likes. So if he likes a particular kind of alcohol, I think, did you say he likes Monkey Shoulder or am I thinking of someone else?
Yeah, gin.
Get a bottle of that. I thought Monkey Shoulder was bourbon.
No, 69, something monkeys.
Anyway.
Something monkeys.
All right, he likes a monkey-themed alcohol. Get a bottle of that. It's not gonna go off. It lasts forever. And if he gets you a gift, go, well, I got you a gift too. But if he doesn't get you a gift, then you've just got a bottle of alcohol either for the cupboard.
And I hold that
on. Or for a gift for another day.
Hold on to that for his birthday.
That's my tip.
Yep.
533-1031. Do you think this is sound advice? Do you have a better tip? What do you do on a second anniversary?
Are you married, Alison?
Yes, yeah, and we've also just celebrated our 2-year wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, did you guys get each other gifts for your second wedding anniversary?
No, we didn't.
Did you say this ahead of
making,
time?
This is making me feel better already.
Did you agree ahead of time not to trade gifts?
Yeah, yep.
Was there any disappointment whatsoever by either party on the day when no gifts were traded?
No, there wasn't. We did go away for the weekend, though. We went and saw the Book of Mormon down in Melbourne.
Oh, nice.
Nice
one. A weekend away from our daughter. So, yeah, it was nice.
So it was kind of like a gift to yourselves anyway.
It was.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Spending time together, you know.
It's also more an
excuse. Cotton. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, better than cotton.
Better than cotton. Exactly. What is that? It's a rubbish gift.
No, I think clothes or something.
Yeah,
I think an experience is the right idea, the right course of action here, Joel. So going out to dinner, it sounds like you're on the right track. Thanks for that, Alison.
Pleasure.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.